Yesterday we were discussing a person who forgot to bench the place where they were eating, and the Gemara, the 8th Perek in Brachos, which discussed the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and whether or not B'mezid, if you did it deliberately, B'shogeg, unintentionally, you forgot. So we just touched upon the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to continue with that. Mishalchel b'makom echad sarach levarach kodim shiaker mimkomo. The Mechaber opens that says that it's necessary for you to bench in the place that you ate, and you shouldn't leave that place. And v'im yotzim mimkomo b'leberach, let's say you left, and you didn't bench. So it depends. Im hoye b'mezid, the Shulchan Aruch says that if it was deliberate, you said, I know I have to bench, and I'm still leaving, I'm going to bench somewhere else. Yachsalim komo b'yavarech. It's necessary for you to go back and to bench at the place where you ate. You're not allowed to bench where you are. V'im berach v'makam sh'nisker yotza. However, the Mechaber does say that if you did against what you were supposed to do, and you benched in point B, you still fulfilled your obligation of benching. Now, the Ramah tells us that that is only according to the opinion of the Rambam. According to the Rush, who's much more strict, says that b'mezid, if you left the first place and you decided to go and maybe bench at the second place, af b'dieved lo yotza. He says that you have not fulfilled your obligation. Even if you said the words, you still have not fulfilled your obligation. So the question is, who do we hold like? So the Taz says as follows. He says, b'dieved b'chol gavni ein sarach lachzor. Now, even though this is not the right way, you were supposed to go back because you intentionally left point A where you were supposed to bench, where you ate. Nonetheless, if you didn't and you benched at the other place, b'dieved, you're okay. Avol im lo berach adayin, but he says if you did not yet bench, then yachsalim komo, you certainly go back to the place, and he says that's even a field of shogeg. Even if it was a mistake, even if you didn't, you forgot, you really, even b'shogeg, you should go back. Specifically in a time in which you're with people, or you're not with people that at all, you're by yourself, you should go back. Or if you're with a bunch of people that are not going to mind having to go back to the first place, that it's not going to be much of a difficulty, not much of a problem. However, it would be something which the machma sachavrsa, the group that you're with, the caravan, for example, or the car ride, and you were eating at a picnic table and you forgot the bench, so you're not going to have to they're not required to go back if they really don't want to. And the Gemara that we saw in Brachos that said that this person came up with this idea that there's a golden dove over there and he miraculously found it, that is not something in which the Taz feels is required to do, because it was something in which the group did not want to go back. They were busy already on the road traveling and didn't have time to waste. That's not something which a person needs to do. That person who the Gemara talks about obviously was on a different madrega, and therefore he was able to decide that on his own, but not something for ourselves. The Mechaber then says, "V'im hoye b'shogeg." In the event it was b'shogeg, so we just mentioned what the Taz's opinion is, it was a mistake. According to the Rambam, he says, yivarech b'makam shenizkar, that you should bench in the place where you remember, which means you do not have to go back, which seems to be the opinion of the Taz. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though there is an idea of going back, and it seems to be always the right thing to do, to go back to the place you ate, it's not always true. In fact, there's even a time in which it was b'mezid that you should still bench at the second place. You should not travel back. And so why wouldn't you travel back? If there's no one bothering you, you're by yourself, then you should certainly go back. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following situation. Afil kvar holach b'derech l'meirachok kamimilin. He says, even let's say you traveled very far, nonetheless you should go back. However, imlo shehu rachok kol kach, shiat shiachson komo yisachel hamazon. He says that, let's say that it's already, a lot of time has already gone by, and by you traveling all the way back, during that span of time, you're no longer really full. All your food will have digested, which we're going to see later on maybe next week, exactly what that time limit is. That point, there's no real inion to go back, because if you're going to go back, it's too late to bench because too much time has gone by. And therefore, in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yevarech Kan, it's better that you should bench where you are and not the place where you ate. Now, it's continuing the next halacha. There's another time in which we don't require you to schlep all the way back to where you ate. And when is that? So the Mechaber says as follows. But Mendebor Mamorim, when do we say this? It's only Kishain Lo Pas Oat. If you have nothing else to eat, you have no more bread at the second place. However, Avalim Yeshul Pas Oat, in the event that you do have bread at the second place, the second location, Yochel B'Makom Hasheni Ma'at, you can eat a little bit in the second place. You can bench there. It has to be that the time between the first eating and the second eating shouldn't have been so long that you are already getting a little bit of hunger, and that first meal is no longer within you. So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah as follows. He says, V'afil b'mezid. It doesn't make a difference, even if you're supposed to bench in the first place. That's where you were supposed to bench. You didn't. You went to the second place. You weren't supposed to do that. You should have benched in the first place. But, according to what the Mechaber just said, it doesn't make a difference. It helps. Haitakana, shiochol kan pas davar mu'at. Eat a little bit of bread in the second place. Ve'ein tzarech levarech tachila berachas hamotzi. You're not going to have to say the bracha before it. And you're also not going to need to... the second benching will be sufficient. Now, what does it mean, ma'at, a little bit? So the Mishnah Berurah says, afil pachos mekazayis. You don't even have to eat the kazayis, even a smaller amount, because that's going to be mistari if that will combine with the original meal that you ate. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, rach shel yehei ra'ev, you should not be hungry. De'im hu ra'ev lo mahani ma she'ochel ata. Now that you're eating a second time, even a morsel of bread, but you're no longer satiated from your first meal, this eitzah no longer helps. De'kfar hifsid haberchas amasun she'ochel rishona. You already lost your opportunity to bench, because you have to bench at a time of v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. You have to bench at a time where you're still somewhat satiated. The atahu chiyav chadash, and therefore now, if you want to eat bread the second time, that's already now a new chiyav has been placed upon you. The sarach levarach gam birchas hamotzi, and therefore not only will you have to bench the second place, but you will also have to make hamotzi on the first as well. We'll stop here.